Today, President Trump called for more mental health treatment in the wake of two mass shootings over the weekend in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun.
Trump also advocated red flag laws that let authorities take away guns from people deemed to be a threat, but he did not renew a call for expanded background checks that he had made earlier on Twitter. And he mistakenly referred to the site of one of this weekend's shootings as Toledo, Ohio, not Dayton. Speaking to reporters today, Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal said authorities are still gathering evidence from the scene of that shooting, including high-capacity magazines.
But if all of those were completely at full capacity, including the loose rounds found on the ground near him, as well as in a backpack that he carried, he would have had a maximum of 250 rounds in his possession at the time.
April Leslie is a reporter for WYSO. She joins us from Dayton. April, you were at that press conference with local authorities earlier. What more do we know about that shooting and the investigation today?
Well, we know that just after 1 a.m., the suspect approached a popular bar called Ned Pepper's here and opened fire on a line of people outside. He was wearing body armor, ear protection, and a mask. And police, who just regularly patrol that area on weekends, shot and killed him in less than a minute. Mm-hmm. But in that time, 9 people were killed and at least 30 were injured at this point. Police later found 41 spent shell casings at the crime scene.
And one of the victims was actually the shooter's sister. Do we know anything more about why he carried out this attack?
Well, police are saying there's still no word on motive at this point. They still have to sort through more evidence. We know that the gunman did drive to the Oregon District that night with his sister and her companion. At some point in the evening, they separated, but police say they were still communicating. The gunman later shot both his sister and her companion. The companion survived, though, and is in the hospital, and police say he's cooperating with the investigation.
And there are some details that are coming out about the shooter. Former classmates of his told the Associated Press that he was suspended from school for having a hit list of people that he wanted to kill. Are police saying anything more about that today?
Police didn't have any information related to that. All evidence so far suggests that the gun was purchased legally. The gunman acquired it online, police say, and had it shipped from Texas to a dealer in this area.
Now, Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine addressed a vigil for the victims in Dayton last night, but there was a spontaneous chant from the audience that drowned out parts of his speech. Here it is. Let's listen.
We care very, very deeply about you, and we will do everything that we can to tell you.
They're saying, do something during his speech. Is there any indication from DeWine or other lawmakers at the state level that something might change as a result of this shooting?
Well, yesterday, DeWine said that he's open to new gun regulations, and his quote was, everything is on the table as long as it's constitutional. Peggy Lehner, who's a state senator from this area, was advocating on Twitter for the passage of what she called common sense gun legislation.
Common sense gun legislation. We'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, I was at President Trump's rally the other day in Cincinnati just last week. This is about an hour from Dayton by car. And on the issue of guns, the president's tone to an audience there in Ohio was very different than it was this morning. Let's listen to a little bit from that rally.
And just remember, with the Democrats, there is no Second Amendment. You can forget about keep and bear arms. You can forget it.
Boos there from the crowd at that statement. How are people there feeling today in Ohio about what's just happened and also the idea that there may be gun regulations coming?
I think right now, as far as the mood in this community, people are frustrated, they're disappointed, and, you know, they're heartbroken. This community specifically has gone through a lot over the past summer. We had a string of 14 tornadoes just devastate the area. People are still displaced. So we're still very much in recovery. And to have this happen now, it's just a gut punch. And obviously, as a community, I've heard from people who say, I can't believe this is still happening, but I'm not surprised. We talked to one person on the ground yesterday who was there and said that, you know, we heard those gunshots, and unfortunately, immediately, we thought mass shooting, because that's how it is in our country right now.
That's April Leslie, reporter with WYSO, joining us from Dayton, Ohio. April, thank you.
Thank you.